This is cassette number 2 of a message by David E. Ball entitled Submission, End Time Changes.
My dad is the janitor at the school until he retired. How then can the son of the school janitor teach the most important lessons we'll ever learn? Can you see it? And then the Lord said, until we develop this other kind of hierarchy, not that Dave Ebaugh is the rabbi, the teacher, but until we see it the other way, you are the sons of God. You are the joint heirs with Christ. You are the prince and princesses which are destined to become the rulers of this land. And I am the tutor to the prince. And then I began to see that this relationship must be in this realm. Not the rabbi, not the teacher, not the great one, but the son of the janitor who was hired by the king to teach the prince. So when the prince is manifested, the prince will know how to be a good leader. You see it? And now I know my place. But I'll tell you, that tore me apart, because I said, God, if I'm the son of the janitor, if I'm the tutor, and all these my friends are the prince coming into their kingship, that means that I won't get my that thing that I must have. I can't come into it, for I wasn't born into it. I'm only born the son of the janitor. And these are born the prince and the princesses. And I'm teaching them so that they can turn into the rulers. But how about me? And he said, a good tutor is always paid well by the king. And who knows? But what, when you get to be the king, you just may remember your tutor and want to show an act of kindness then, when you come into your destiny. And if a tutor is a good tutor, the prince will honor his tutor when he comes to his divine destiny. And so whether it comes from the king or these kings, the honor will be there. Though of myself, I may not have that same destiny that I've been crying and wanting for. But I want you to understand something else. That's only in this relationship. That's in your relationship to me and my relationship to you. But in my relationship to the Father, I just might be a prince too. Can you see it? Can you understand it? So now, he told me to take a step down. Now I'll be a hired tutor, the son of the janitor, and you'll be destined every person here will be destined to be the leaders of this land. And in my relationship with you right now, I am teaching the kings, princes, and princesses who will all be manifested as sons of God. But in this relationship with you and me right now, I have to now look at myself, not in your group, but as a hired servant, hired of God, to teach you to be the king. Can you see it? And now I have a new relationship to you. I am no longer your rabbi, your teacher, your exalted one. I am your hired servant, hired by the king. And you're predestined to have the kingdom. Let's just pray that I'll be a good tutor. Because if I'm not, I won't get honored. Can you see it now? This is a marvelous way. And it took this act of God to show me this relationship. Now, somehow, I don't know how. Look, how can I be standing and you sitting? Well, usually the standing one is the honored one, you know. And yet, I was just with a bunch of kings and they were sitting and the servants were standing. So you're not looking up to me. You're looking down on me because of your position. Can you see it? You're the kings. I'm the hired servant to teach you how to turn into that manifestation. That really shook me up. Because I want to be the king. But he said, I didn't hire you to be king. I hired you to teach them to be kings. So I've got to be the hired servant. The son. When I say son of the janitor, I'm talking literally now. How many understand that? My daddy. And by the way, so there's absolutely no misunderstanding, I don't think your daddy is one bit better than mine. You understand that now? Verse 12. Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. He that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. And who are the scribes and Pharisees? The ecclesiastical hierarchy. You need to go in yourselves, and you don't even let them in. They're trying to get in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. You devour widows' houses and for a pretense. You make a big, long prayer before you eat them up. Therefore, you'll receive a greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You compass the land to make one proselyte, and you've got missionary boards and a whole group. And when he is made, you make him two-four more the child of hell than yourself. Woe unto you, blind guides, you ecclesiastical hierarchy! For whosoever shall you say, whoever swears by the temple is nothing. Whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he's debtor. Now watch what he's doing. He's building up what's on top of what, or who's in charge of what. This whole subject is spirit, soul, body. This whole subject is an ecclesiastical hierarchy, but not your kind of hierarchy, my kind. Who's in charge of who? Who's on top of what? What leads what? It's not a matter of your arguing about gold and the temple and whether it's whichever is greater. Well, you fools and blind, whether it's greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? Which is highest, in other words? Can you understand this? What is subordinate or subject? In other words, Paul later on tells women you're subject to your husbands. In other words, there's a whole line of what is on top of what, or what is set in array under what. Okay. Now, over there he told us first it's the cardia, spirit, second the psuche, soul, finally the dianoia, the body. That's the way it ought to be. 17, you fools and blind, whether it's greater the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold. And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it's nothing. But whosoever swears by the gift that's upon it, he's guilty. That's what they've been teaching. Fools and blind, whether it's greater. See, the whole subject's greater. What's subject to what? The gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift. Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it. All the things are on. Whosoever swears by the temple, sweareth by it. And by him that dwelt therein. Oh, let me say that again. If you are operating in the highest realm, the other realms are subject to you. That's what that says. If you're operating in the cardia, the psuche and dianoia are subject to you. If you're operating in the spirit, then all the minds and all the bodies are subject to you. But not the hierarchy that you've set up, for your hierarchy is based on how many stripes are on the sleeve. You may not understand that, but that's the hierarchy I had in the Navy. Or the width of the border of your garment. Or the size of your phylactery, which is an outward sign to the physical body what you are. But that's not the hierarchy that's going to get the job done. The job starts in the middle of man. Then it comes to his mind and finally his body. Are you seeing this hierarchy, this what's subject to what? Okay. 20, where was I? Right there. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. Now, here you are. Here again, here's your hierarchy. You pay tithe, mint, anise, and cumin, and you've omitted the weightier things of the law. In other words, you're putting one thing above another. Now, you've put the tithe above judgment, mercy, and faith. Now, you ought to have paid your tithes, but not to leave the other out of its order or undone. For the weightier matters, judgment, mercy, and faith, are far more important than the paying of tithes. For that's the highest order in what's subject one to another. Is this making sense to you as we go through this whole thing? This whole thing is what's subject to what? Who takes orders from what? Now, in the physical body, I must take orders from the Pharisees. What did Daddy say to the little kid? Sit down. Kid said, I don't want to sit down. Daddy said, sit down because I told you to sit down. So finally, the kid sat down. And he said, Daddy, I may be sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. So that in the body, we're subject to the order to sit down. But on the inside, can you see it? You can still be standing up when you're sitting down. Huh? This is being subject in the right realms. And therefore, if in your church or denomination, they decide that certain standards of holiness, length of border, size of phylactery or other situation that you have in your church is the standard, then on the outside, sit down and shut up and do what they tell you to do. But on the inside, in the spirit, it's all right to stand up. Now the question is, how long can you stand up in the spirit and sit down in the flesh? Or be subject to the rules and laws that they give you while your spirit's standing up and screaming, "Let me out." Oh, Lord, stop that thing. I haven't even taught the lesson. Woe unto you. Well, 24. You blind guide, strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Now there's a lesson in subject. Which is subject to which? Which is bigger than which? Can you see this? This whole lesson. Now, I never saw this before. How many? Does anybody here ever saw this before? This whole thing is what subject to what? The whole thing is what subject to what? And we know the gnat's subject to the camel. If you can see it, is who's bigger, who has the most power. And everything in this lesson is what subject to what? Elders, bishops, deacons, all this kind of stuff. All right. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You make clean the outside of the cup, that's the dianoia, and out of the platter, that's your body. In other words, you got your hair combed. But within, full of extortion and excess. How many can understand that a person can be all neat and clean and pretty, all fixed up, and inside, they're rotten to the core? Okay? You blind Pharisees! Cleanse what? First, that which is within the cup and the platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. That means that Jesus comes into the heart first. In the religious realms, don't put on your robes or try to be a graduate of this or that until Jesus is in the heart. Then, Holy Ghost in the head to keep that thing cleansed out. Then, put on the outer appearance of that image you want to project. Am I making sense to anybody here? Of course, the silence indicates to me that your minds are going about 60 right now. And you're thinking all kinds of things that aren't that way. All right, right. Okay. Now, 27. Woe unto you, you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. What, you're like unto white sepulchres. That's whitewashed. Which indeed appear beautiful outside, but inside they're full of what? Same thing as the cup, in and out. Of all uncleanliness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, why, you hypocrites? You build tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and you say, why, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets, because we're so good. And to prove it to you, I'm going to build a big mortuary. Now, really, isn't that what he's saying? Okay. Uh-huh. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves. You are children of them which killed prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers? You serpents, generations of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I sent unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify. Some of them shall you scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city. Why? Because they're working on cleaning up the inner man, and they can only work on the outer. All right. That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechiah, whom you slew between the temple and the... Oh, don't go so fast. What's the temple? What's the altar? Spirit. Then where did they slay Berechias? In the mind, in the brain. When I said brain, I should have said Suki. That'd been better there. So, Berechias is killed in the soul, between the temple, the body, you see, and the cardia, heart, that's the altar. And what is in the subjugated line? What's on top?
Spirit.
Heart, spirit, then soul, then body. And you're killing them in the soul. This is Suki. All right. Which includes mine. There you got it. So Berechias is now killed in between the two extremes. See, you wouldn't have seen that until you saw that the whole thing was an order of spirit, soul, and body. Now, we already know the temple's a body, and we already know the altar is a heart, where the real action is. Action's at the altar, right. Well, then, the killing takes place in the Suki. And where have I been working on you all this time? What did I show that picture for? To change your
mind.
Suki. For this is where the fight is. This is where the killings are. We're warring against principalities and powers in high places. In the Suki. And the killing is in the Suki. Because he said, look, if you even think to kill a man, you have already... Where do you think?
In the mind.
In the Suki. You see, when the dianoia takes effect, then you got the dagger and the muscles go. Can you understand that? Because that's the cortex stuff. But the Suki part, that's where you kill them. Can you understand it? The whole subject is, I've got to get your Suki in order, in the right sequence, subject to the spirit, the heart, the cardia. And you, Pharisees, scribes, hypocrites, have been killing my prophets in your Suki. So you can't hear them. You've killed them between the temple and the altar. Okay? Wow, I'm telling you, this is as good as a Cameron record.
Yeah.
I mean, this is deep teaching, but this is great. And this is anointed. I want to hear this tape myself. And they were killing, they were destroying the message of God, the prophets, in their own mind. So they cut him off in their own mind, between the temple and the altar. And it was, like you said, the temple of the bad guys and the altar of the bad guys. And they couldn't turn into good guys because they were killing God's servants in their mind. So then their bodies would always be led into dumb things. Because they couldn't hear the message in their Suki. Okay, let's keep going then. I have to turn my page. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come on this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings. Can you see what subject unto what? Hen, chickens, I to you, what subject to what, and where do you find provision and rest? You find provision and rest in the hierarchy, but not the hierarchy measured in the body. Not the hierarchy measured by the stripes on the arms, the width of the... By the Spirit, being subject to the Spirit, which is God. How often would I have gathered you like a chicken gathers, hen gathers chickens on her wings? You would not. Behold, you're wiped out. Do you see it? Your house. What house? Body. Is left unto you desolate, wiped out. For I say unto you, you'll not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name or nature of the correct hierarchy, the Lord. My God is the God. The God is my God. And the God is over all gods. And he's mine. And I'm his. And I'm under his wings. And no storm can come against me. For my faith, hope, and trust is not in any elder, bishop, deacon, or hierarchy. This soul has got to be led of the Spirit. And in that realm, I'm going all the way. You understand this now? As tutor to kings. That's how you are manifested as sons of God, joint heirs with Christ, to get in the right eldership, to get under the right subjection, and to have subject under you the right realms. Okay, now what am I saying? That means you're no longer led of the symbols that are coming to you from your body. These are no longer important to you, though at one time they were. Therefore, if I put you under condemnation for what you were, it would only indicate that I don't understand. Now I want to present to you what you're coming to be, which is so much greater than what you were.
For the concluding part of this message by David Ebal entitled Submission, End Time Changes, please stop your machine and turn this cassette over.